A short film made about the Haida language as it is spoken in Kasan on Prince of Wales Island has won the 2008 Indie Best Documentary Award. It was made by Fred Olson Jr. KRBD's Jay Marble caught up with Olson recently in the Kasan Longhouse.
Surviving Sounds of Haida is a very short film, just 8 minutes long. It's a montage of Kasan elders, mostly sitting in their living rooms, and footage of Kasan's landscapes. It has a very intimate feel to it.
My dad grew up here. His family's from here. His great-grandfather was born in Carta Bay.
That's Fred Olson Jr., the film's maker.
Some people around here referred to him as Chana Joe. He used to have a store here in Kasan. One of my dad's sisters, in fact, she still lives in Ketchikan, my Auntie Inga. She was actually born in Kasan, right here.
Olson was himself born in Ketchikan and spent about 10 summers power trolling with his dad and spent a lot of time in Kasan. His childhood memories are a mixed bag. He liked the food in Kasan, but he got seasick a lot and says he would have rather been playing baseball. Now he lives in Jersey City near the Hudson River.
But when I look back on it now, I've been to almost everywhere in Southeast Alaska, a lot of places that most people wouldn't go to, including Kasan back then when there was no road. And sometimes the only people living here were my great aunt Pauline and her husband Bill Blackstead and Louis Thompson, of course, who still lives here. But there weren't very many people back in the 70s during different times living here. So anyway, my interest comes from my family and always knowing that I was Haida and always eating the foods.
Olson gets very emotional just talking about his film, and he says it was difficult when he was making it, and says it's a good thing he had a tripod for the times he got teary-eyed.
So it's both fascinating and rewarding. And another person who's gone now, Willard Jones, he's a relative. I give him a lot of credit because he did a lot of work with me. He put up with me, you know, going out in the field, and he would do things like pick berries or, you know, pick some cedar bark, and I would videotape him. And so, I dedicate the Surviving Sounds of Haida to him and some of my other relatives, like my grandmother, my Auntie Pauline, etc., who are now passed.
I always talked Haida to Mom and Dad and everybody else.
I didn't speak it, but I understood it perfectly because my parents, my grandparents,
some of Olson's movie is in English. That's probably a necessity for a documentary trying to reach a broad audience. But Olson has a desire to make a very different kind of film about Kasan.
What I'd like to do is make a film or films that are only in Haida, with, you know, only Haida or Haadkil, have that as the only spoken language. And that's what I'm working on this summer. I got a pretty good start in March, and I went to the Southeast Alaska Native Language Revitalization Summit, and I reaffirmed some connections I had, and I met some new connections.
Like his film, Surviving Sounds of Haida, Olson says his new film, Haida Lives, will be short, maybe 10 minutes long. Meanwhile, he has entered Surviving Sounds of Haida in another film competition in Stuttgart, Germany. I'm Jay Marble.